Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Coverage varies by plan, view contracts, and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
If your car is out of warranty, one major repair bill could wipe you out. Just ask Ludacris.
Car breakdowns can wreck your wallet. Without endurance, a worn-out timing belt could cost you $1,700. A busted transmission? That's $4,000 easy. An engine meltdown? $7,000. But if you've got endurance, you could never pay out of pocket for a car repair again. With endurance, your car's most expensive parts are covered. Plus, you pick the mechanic you trust to do the work. With endurance, your rate stays the same no matter how many claims you file.
If your car is under 20 years old, Endurance has you covered with unlimited miles. Plus, your plan includes 24/7 roadside assistance anywhere in the country.
So who's going to pay for your next breakdown? You or Endurance?
Choose the name Ludacris trusts. Endurance. Right now, get $300 off any plan, plus a year of elite benefits, a $2,000 value, free. All backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Get your free quote at endurancewarranty.com. That's endurancewarranty.com.
We all like to think the people in charge of our countries have their heads screwed on straight, but the truth is, they can be just as stupid as the rest of us. In fact, they can be way more stupid. From political punch-ups and selling nuke material to anyone who asks, to state-mandated glowing reindeer. Sounds too dumb to be real, right? Well, get ready to hear some of the stupidest decisions that our many governments and official institutions have ever made.
You're listening to Be Amazed.
The U.S. National Guard are always on the lookout for strapping young go-getters to join their ranks. They were so eager for new recruits, the National Guard partnered with NASCAR in 2011, plastering their iconography all over the cars and sponsoring major events. It certainly made sense after all high-octane NASCAR races were pulling in up to 15.6 million viewers at the time. Over a 3-year period, the National Guard reportedly spent a phenomenal $88 million of taxpayer money on its sponsorship deal with NASCAR. And the advertising paid off too. In 2012 alone, the Guard received 24,800 applications through the sponsorship. Wow, that's pretty good. Especially considering their yearly recruitment goal is only 50,000 new signups, but the National Guard hadn't really thought this partnership through. Of the 24,800 applications, only 20 met the National Guard's requirements, and of those 20, none ended up actually joining. While the National Guard never explained exactly why so few of these applicants weren't eligible to serve, I think I found the answer. Though data for 2012 isn't available, according to Statista, the average age for a NASCAR viewer in 2016 was 58. This means the National Guard spent $88 million tax dollars targeting people who were, on average, 23 years older than their maximum sign-up age of 35. Looks this recruitment logic hit a dead end. Next up, Canada is the country known for hockey, maple syrup, and accidentally charging random people millions of dollars. The tourism board can't be thrilled about that last one. You see, Irvin LaRue and his wife Jill Moore ran a fairly successful RV park in British Columbia. In 1996, LaRue's business underwent a routine audit by the Canada Revenue Agency, or CRA for short, when a slight hiccup occurred. Instead of putting all of LaRue's receipts and important documents in a folder, they put them directly into a shredder. Easy mistake to make, right? Folder, shredder, they're just so similar. To make matters worse, the CRA simply refused to own up to this mistake or give LaRue the benefit of the doubt. As they'd shredded all his receipts and expenses, it now appeared that LaRue and his wife owed the government a staggering $640,000, which after interest was closer to a $1 million bill. This was an obscene amount of money to pay for someone else's mistake, so the two took the issue to court. In 2005, after spending hundreds of thousands of tax dollars in legal costs to try and save face, the CRA reluctantly gave up the legal battle and nullified the debt. Unfortunately, going to court is expensive and often triggers other costly side effects. In the years between the mistake being made and rectified, LaRue's main creditor demanded he pay back his loans. LaRue reportedly had to sell both his business and his home, and in the end was left with basically nothing. Oh, and in the meantime, it was established that the CRA actually owed LaRue $24,000. The nerve. Now, bioluminescence is an amazing natural phenomenon. There are hundreds of animals around the world that sparkle, shine, and glow in truly amazing ways. Most of these creatures are small, like fish or bugs, but not reindeer. However, some crazy photos were taken in Finland of reindeer with their antlers coated in reflective paint. The big idea behind this crazy-looking concept came from the Finnish government. Around 4,000 reindeer are killed in traffic collisions across the country each year, which really hurts the revenue of reindeer farmers. Additionally, these collisions cause a lot of damage to the cars involved. An adult reindeer can weigh as much as a grand piano, after all. So, to make them more visible at night, the government figured coating the reindeer's antlers in a reflective paint would do the trick. Unfortunately, this blinding solution failed. It turned out drivers often mistook the reflectors for people in the dark and assumed they wouldn't run into the middle of the road when they saw car headlights approaching. Big mistake. Even if it had worked, though, the government ignored the fact that reindeer lose their antlers in the winter, also known as the darkest season of the year. Could someone give Rudolph a call? Maybe he could give the Finnish government some pointers. What's the worst thing you've ever done to get out of an embarrassing situation? Well, you probably didn't go as far as this next government official. Jaime Rolando Urbina Torres was the mayor of Tantara, a small town in Peru. During the height of the COVID pandemic, he decided it would be a good idea to ignore lockdown rules and go out drinking with his buddies. But when police came to enforce curfew, he wanted to avoid a scene. So, like the brave leader he was, he decided to play dead. In an actual coffin. This fooled the police for all of 10 seconds, who brought Torres to the station shortly after. On the whole, I think pretending to be dead and hiding in a coffin ranks below "a dog ate my homework" on the believability scale. Today, the Vietnam War is remembered as a historic waste of time, money, and lives. But way back in 1961, it was seen as just a regular waste of time, money, and lives. At this point in the Vietnam War, the Americans, allied with South Vietnam against the Viet Cong in the north, were eager to make themselves look better than their opponents. This is where the Strategic Hamlet program came into play. The idea was to create several small, safe villages in South Vietnam where peasants could be relocated to and hopefully come to appreciate American values. Spoiler alert, this did not happen. For starters, people generally don't like being forcefully relocated. The South Vietnamese especially hated it. History and heritage were huge parts of their culture, and for many villagers it was agonizing to have to leave the land their families had worked in for generations, as well as their family graves. At least the hamlets were nice though, right? Oh, buddy. Many of the hamlets were in awful, barren locations that couldn't be farmed and had no trees to provide shade. To make matters worse, many of these hamlets were overcrowded. Some reports indicate that hamlets initially built to house 6,000 people ended up housing 14,000. Imagine this. It's 90 degrees Fahrenheit, you're starving, crammed next to 14,000 people you don't know, and they didn't even think to put up an umbrella for some shade. How would you like living there? It shouldn't be all too surprising, then, that when the Viet Cong showed up, hamlet residents didn't exactly feel like fighting to the death to defend these places. In fact, the Viet Cong often used the hamlets as recruitment zones for new Viet Cong soldiers. By 1963, the South controlled just 20% of the hamlets they constructed. Who could have possibly predicted that forcibly relocating people from the places they love would end badly? Next up, if you're in a major metropolitan area, chances are you're familiar with pigeons. They are as much a part of city life as smog, traffic, and tiny, overpriced apartments. But what if these flying pests could be utilized for the greater good? Well, that's the same thought the Chinese People's Liberation Army had in 2020 when they purchased a whopping 10,000-unit pigeon army. The rationale is that the Chinese military needs a way to send messages should all other means of communication fail. This means these pigeons will prove invaluable if the Chinese army finds themselves unable to use the phone, the radio, email, fax, pagers, text, instant messaging, Morse code, or Habbo Hotel. But China might just be taking a leaf out of Russia's book. In 2013, Russia's Guard Service reportedly began a project to revert document keeping to typewriters and paper after major online document leaks. Maybe the two countries are planning to rehash World War I together? All I know is I pity the Chinese soldier stuck with cleanup duty in the pigeon room. If you were a teenager in the early 2000s, there's a good chance you went through an emo phase. You know, the dark hair, grim outlook on life, embarrassing music. None of us are particularly proud of it, but at the end of the day, it was just a harmless phase, right? Well, not according to the Russian government. In June of 2008, Russia held a hearing on a bill that sought to lessen the influence of this supposedly dangerous teen trend. The bill, memorably titled The Government Strategy in the Sphere of Spiritual and Ethical Education, sought to ban emo and goth fashion from schools and government buildings, as well as regulating emo websites. Their reasoning was that the emo lifestyle promoted self-harm, and they wanted to stop teens entertaining the thought of taking their own lives. One of the writers of the bill said the point was to make sure that, by 2020, Moscow will have someone to rule its government. Just how many kids did Russia think it was losing to this emo endemic? But there was one pretty big, obvious problem with the bill. There's no better way to make something seem cool to a bunch of teenagers than the government telling them not to do it. On July 19th, a veritable black parade of emos marched through the city of Krasnoyarsk to protest the bill. In addition to the negative attention the bill received, there was another problem. How do you tell someone's emo? Just by the way they dress? Is a goth emo? Is a scene kid? What about a hipster? If all those subcultures don't mean anything to you, congratulations for being part of a much less embarrassing generation than I am. But seriously, how do you legislate subcultures? The bill was doomed from the start, it was never passed into general law, and the emo kids were free to carry on.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls, or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
Now, have you ever had an annoying coworker you just hated? Someone so incompetent and irritating you've wanted to smack them upside the head? Well, imagine that coworker was the former Prime Minister of South Korea. Still tempted? As it turns out, a lot of people were. In 2019, a total of 29 politicians were charged over a mass brawl that took place at the country's National Assembly. And if you think this was a brief little pushing session, think again. The incident saw lawmaker Chai Yi-bae and four of his aides trapped in his office for 6 hours after members of the Liberty Korea Party barricaded his door shut with a sofa. The beef was apparently over a new bill that would reform South Korea's voting system, giving smaller parties more of a say. Or in other words, it would give larger parties like Liberty Korea less of a say. This was not a good look for Liberty Korea, especially after their previous leader and president of South Korea was impeached in 2017 due to corruption and her connections to a cult. Hire a PR team, guys. This entire event culminated in a massive punch-up, with Liberty Korea being so humiliated that they were forced to merge with several smaller parties to remain relevant. Word has it the National Assembly will be convening next week to officially vote on Wet Willies, Purple Nurples, and Swirlies. Next up, let's talk about the elephant in the room. Elephants are truly incredible animals. They're strong, intelligent, live a long time, and have great memories. The U.S. Army looked at these facts and came to one obvious conclusion, that these animals should be on the bomb squad. Yep. In 2015, the U.S. Army partnered with a South African reserve to determine whether elephants would make for effective bomb-sniffing animals. While it's true that elephants do have a great sense of smell and that dogs and rats have been used to sniff out bombs in the past, there's one important difference between these animals. African elephants can weigh up to 7 tons. That's heavier than 5 cars. Would you want something that size lumbering around an airport or a minefield? Imagine how short the Hurt Locker would have been if Jeremy Renner weighed as much as 5 cars. According to the Army themselves, the purpose of funding this strange endeavor is less about sending pachyderm bomb disposal units into the field and more about trying to figure out how elephants can sniff bombs out so effectively. Personally, I think this proves that if you want your research to get funded, convince the U.S. military they can weaponize it. Now, in August of 2002, a series of tragic accidents caused the I-40 bridge in Oklahoma to collapse. Before long, the FBI arrived on the scene, eager to help those in need as well as figure out what caused the accident. Taking charge was an assertive Army captain, Captain William James Clark. He gave the FBI orders telling them where to go and what to do, as well as commandeering supplies from local stores for a relief effort. This would have all been quite noble, if it weren't complete bunk. William James Clark wasn't an Army captain at all, he was just some guy in a cheap camo costume. You'd think that trying to get away with this under the watchful eyes of the FBI would be the dumbest move in history, but it was the FBI that really messed up. During his little roleplay session, Clark reportedly picked up $400 of groceries and racked up a $900 bill at a local hotel, stating the Army would pay for both, and the FBI didn't suspect a thing. He later stole a pickup truck and made a beeline for Canada before being apprehended by the Canadian Mounties. The real kicker here is that this wouldn't be the last time this would happen. Clark went on to use fraudulent checks all across Alaska under the guise of being an Army captain. Well, if this story makes you wonder just how gullible the FBI can be, if I asked you to rob the FBI, you'd think I was crazy, right? This is a government agency with near limitless resources, top-of-the-line security systems, and enough muscle to make anyone nervous. Well, it turns out you're probably overthinking things. You can just ask the FBI if you can rob them. That's basically what a group of anti-war activists did in 1971. After failing to pick the locks on an FBI office in Media, Pennsylvania, they had an idea that was equal parts brilliant and stupid. They just politely asked. Several hours before burglarizing the offices, the group left a note on the previously locked door that simply read, please don't lock this door tonight. This turned out to be an idea that was just stupid enough to work. Sure enough, a member of the FBI very politely left the door unlocked later that night. Seriously, all it took was a single note to give these activists unlimited access to secret and confidential documents. What are my tax dollars even paying for at this point? Sticky notes? The activists were so astounded at how easy this all was, they initially thought they should leave another note saying thank you, but they decided against it. Well, after that catastrophic fail, I'd have been tempted to leave them an entire fruit basket. Now, China is a great big place, about 3,250 miles east to west and 3,500 miles north to south, giving it a total area of around 3.7 million square miles. For scale, that's big enough that you could snugly fit all of India, Japan, Kenya, the UK, Italy, Poland, and South Korea within its borders, while still having enough room for plenty of tinier nations like Costa Rica or the Maldives. It's weird then that a country so huge has exactly one time zone. America, by contrast, is slightly smaller than China at 3.6 million square miles, but the mainland US has four different time zones, with Alaska and Hawaii each on their own. If America were on a single time zone, it might mean that if the sun set around 9 p.m. in one part of the country, it wouldn't set until after midnight in others. It also means in some areas the sun wouldn't rise until after 11 a.m. So why on earth does China live like this? It's because in 1949, the ruler of the People's Republic of China, Mao Zedong, attempted to project strength and unity across the nation by declaring that from that point on, China would operate on one shared time zone, the Beijing time. What this essentially means is the further you live from Beijing, the stranger the time is for you because the government says so. In Urumqi, for example, it's not unusual for residents to eat dinner after midnight. In some areas of China, the time of day is so irrelevant that it isn't even used on bus timetables. Top-notch decision there, Mao. Next up, the Government Accountability Office, or GAO for short, is the agency in the United States that makes sure all the other U.S. government agencies are acting responsibly and doing their jobs correctly. So, if you've been paying attention, you'll realize they basically have one of the hardest jobs on Earth. Well, in 2007, someone in the GAO asked the question, "Hey, how easy is it to build a nuclear bomb? I mean, seeing how dangerous those things are, it should be practically impossible for anyone to get hold of all the necessary materials without a super thorough background check, right?" It turns out the GAO set up a fake company and applied for a license to buy nuclear materials, and to their shock, the Nuclear Regulatory Committee gave them one. Just like that. If they had done even the tiniest amount of research, they would have discovered the company didn't exist and that it had no offices or employees. It gets worse, though. The GAO discovered that with just a little tweaking, they were able to edit their license so they could remove the limit on the amount of nuclear material they could buy. More than enough to destroy a city block, at the very least. Bomb-sniffing elephant grants, government secrets, nuclear material. Is there anything the U.S. government won't give you if you just ask? Now we're traveling over to one of my favorite places, Florida, the birthplace of Margaritaville, Gatorade, and the notorious Florida Man headlines. This particular Floridian fable takes us back to 2013 when the state decided it wanted to crack down on online gambling. In April of that year, Florida's Governor Rick Scott approved a ban on slot machines and internet cafes. However, there was a big problem with the bill signed into effect. The person who wrote it had clearly never used a computer before. You see, the bill didn't ban specific machines or the act of gambling itself. Instead, the bill banned any machine, device, system, or network of devices that may be used in games of chance where money can be wagered. Now, if you've spotted a problem with the wording here, congratulations on being more computer literate than any lawmaker in the state of Florida. When you think about it, every device with internet capabilities, from phones to gaming consoles to smart fridges, can be used to connect to the internet and wager money. Heck, if you have two tin cans with a string tied between them, that's technically a system or network of devices you could use to gamble. Florida essentially banned all devices with Wi-Fi, and depending on your reading of the bill, all forms of communication. It didn't take long for opponents of the bill to make this exact argument. One man who had his internet cafe closed down by the bill argued that if his business was shut down, it only made sense for Florida to shut down everything. Don't worry though, several lawmakers have argued the bill is fine as long as it's interpreted with common sense. Personally, I wouldn't sleep any easier at night knowing my rights were in the hands of Florida's idea of common sense. So there you have it, a small taster of some of the worst, stupidest, and most catastrophic government-led decisions in modern history. Can you think of any massive blunders or political slip-ups I've missed? Thanks for listening. See you next time.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.